Alton Hyatt is president of the York County Gamecock Club, and there's an opportunity to meet some of your Gamecocks next week, the week around Thursday, November the 21st, to be exact, right here in Rock Hill. We'll bring in Alton Hyatt right now. Good morning to you, Alton.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, obviously, if you're watching us on CN2, you're seeing that Alton is sporting his Gamecock pullover. Mm-hmm. And his pants even got the Gamecock seal on the backside.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Socks and underwear match too, right?
I hope so, yeah.
As long as you're wearing both.
Yes.
Okay, so walk us through what we can expect as Gamecock fans on Thursday, November the 21st. Who's going to be in town?
Okay, so on the 21st at 5:30 at Off the Tracks and the courtyard in between Hobos and Off the Tracks, we're going to have Coach Maneri, he's the baseball coach, and Coach Chastain, who is the softball coach. They're coming to town, and they're going to obviously meet the fans. They're going to make a little short speech, each one of them. I have heard Coach Maneri, and he is a great, great speaker. He obviously has won championships at LSU, retired, and then this summer Carolina hired him. Coach Chastain was at UNCC, and she was hired also over the summer. And she's a former alum at Carolina. She played softball at Carolina.
Well, she knows the system.
That's correct. Right.
She knows the program, and we like that. We'd like for that Garnet and Black to stay within the family.
That's right. That's right. We're also going to have four players that will be there to sign autographs. Ethan Petrie will be here. Max Colfer, who's a catcher on the baseball team. And then we have two softball pitchers, Katie Becker and Sam Gress. Both of the softball players played at UNCC. They are transfers into Carolina.
The coach said, I'm coming and I'm going to bring some players with us.
She did. Yes. Yes. Wow.
So Alton, obviously people love to meet, Gamecock fans love to meet coaches and players. Some people might just say, well, this is baseball and softball. We're in football and basketball season. Maybe kind of pull back some of the curtain behind the scenes, how this works.
Well, it's a scheduling issue. Obviously, we're getting ready to get into the holiday season, and we have to work around the coaches' schedules and availability. Once we pass through the Christmas season, they're full gear, getting geared up for their season, starting baseball and softball start early February. And so availability becomes an issue, and even more so probably with the players, because we're really lucky to be getting it, Ethan Petrie. And I've heard he is very friendly with the fans.
Charismatic.
That's yes. Right.
He's very outgoing. He's really a Gamecock. So that's good to be bringing somebody like that.
Well, and if you're a Gamecock, you don't care if it's football or
yeah,
baseball.
That's right.
And then you were saying, Alton, that so this event is from 5:30 to 7 for baseball and softball, but that leads right into a 7 o'clock basketball
game.
So you're just going to get it all.
Yes, yes. It's a shrimp bowl. It's $25 for adults, $10 for kids under 12. Off the Tracks will also be providing some pizza for people that don't do the shrimp bowl and things.
And, of course, this is a fundraiser for the York County Gamecock Club. Folks might just say, why do you need to raise funds for your individual club?
Well, obviously, you know, the reality now is the NIL has become a factor. And trying to raise it is, you know, some of the funds will go to the NIL program, pay for the cost of the event, and then to the Gamecock NIL program.
But it's also a chance for Gamecock fans once again to get together, right?
Right.
To see each other and realize that, oh, I didn't realize you're a Gamecock fan, or I've seen you out and about throughout town and had no idea. So there's that, the one of connection and community. But two, as Ashley pointed out, Gamecock fans don't really care. They just want to meet coaches and players, and you're giving them an opportunity to do so.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, so these coaches will get up there and share a little bit about themselves, right, and about the programs.
Yes.
And what to look forward to.
Right, yeah. The tickets, you can go to the York County Gamecock Club Facebook page, And the ticket information is on there. It is a pre-sale event. There will not be tickets sold at the door because we have to commit on the food. And so we have to let hobos and off the tracks know about how many people were coming.
People probably expect that. It's a head count thing,
yeah,
so it's good.
Right.
So this is going to be on Thursday, November the 21st, the York County Gamecock Club. They're bringing the head softball coach for the University of South Carolina and the brand new baseball coach right here to our backyard. And, of course, four players. And you get a chance to meet here. One, you get a chance to hear about the programs. Two, meet these coaches. And better yet, hang out with the players.
Yeah. I
mean, that's the real, those are the real stars. Right. Nothing against the coaches. We love our coaches. But the players are the ones that the people just really seem to gravitate toward.
Yeah, and there'll be some items that'll be auctioned off. I know Gamecock Club is going to bring up a signed baseball bat and some baseballs.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Lucas, you're going to be out there as well.
I'm going to
be out
there
emceeing the event.
Alton is very nice to always include me. I'm pretty sure I'm third or fourth on the call list, but
no.
I will answer your call for sure. And shout out to all of our Clemson fans, too, if I'm available. One day I might be able to help. Might, in quotations. No, I'm just joking. Well, these clubs, whether it is the Clemson Club or this morning the York County Gamecock Club, they really are vital to just giving alumni and fans a place to gather. And they're scattered throughout the state of South Carolina. And obviously, they've been pretty successful.
Right. Yes. Yeah. We have sold out of our tables. And so now we just have individual tickets that we are still available.
So you just stand and eat. It's all right.
Well, there'll be, I'm thinking like high tops.
Okay.
Off the tracks is going to be available for tables. But the tables under the tent will be have sold out.
It'll be great.
We're Gamecock fans. We know how to adapt.
Yeah, that's right.
What's our phrase that we need to
improvise, adapt, and overcome?
If you've been to Williams-Brice Stadium.
We learned that from the Marines.
When it's raining or cold, you know how to adapt quickly there at the stadium. Well, this is a chance, if you love your South Carolina Gamecocks, to take part in the York County Gamecock Club as they're bringing the head baseball coach and the head softball coach right here to Rock Hill, in addition to four players. You're going to get your USC swag on when you bid for auction items. It's Thursday, November the 21st. 5:30 is when it starts. It's right there at Hobos and between Hobos and Off the Track as well. Alton Hyatt is president of the York County Gamecock Club. Alton, as always, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you.